Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a Wednesday afternoon. It is mostly cloudy in downtown New Orleans, and we've got some storms moving through here. And, you know, as we look to get back to any kind of normal, the weather that we're going to have over the next few days is going to be normal. It's like normal springtime, summertime weather with warm temperatures. All right, hot temperatures. And a chance of rain almost every day. So that's kind of normal. Hey, look, here's some good news. In Orleans and Jefferson Parish, there were zero new deaths. And that's excellent news. So it seems as if what we've been doing in New Orleans is working. What we've been doing in Jefferson Parish is working. We talked to somebody with the Treasure Chest Casino. That is opened up today. Just the slot machines, but it is open. Lakeside Mall opened up yesterday. Cafe Du Monde opens up for takeout only. This is downtown in the French Market area on Friday. And it's going to be really nice to see that place opened up again, just symbolically, because that place is never closed. And to see all the chairs and the tables gone. And I posted video of this on my Facebook page. And it's just, it's a haunting site. It's one of the haunting sites of New Orleans. So it's going to be opening up on Friday, and that is, I think that's very, very good news. Let's see. Also, there were 47 new cases yesterday. The day before, there were only 13 new cases in New Orleans. So that's not good news. But let's see if it's just a fluke, if it's just a quick spike and not a pattern. So that's something else we have to watch. And I think as of today, all 50 states have started to reopen. So we'll see where we go from here. I still think it's important to social distance. I still think it's important to wear a mask, but that's, you know, that's my opinion. So President Trump was asked, he's going to visit a Ford Motor Company plant in Michigan tomorrow. Michigan, a big key battleground state for the president. So is the president going to wear a mask when he goes to this plant tomorrow?
I don't know. I haven't even thought of it. It depends. I mean, you know, in certain areas I would, in certain areas I don't. But I will certainly look at it.
All right. So what situation might arise where you would wear a mask, Mr. President?
It depends on what situation. Am I standing right next to everybody or am I spread out? And also, you look, you know, is something a hospital? Is it a ward? Is it, what is it exactly? I'm going to a plant. So we'll see. Where it's appropriate, I would do it, certainly.
You know, we've talked about how you're a COVIDiot if you do something. You're a COVIDiot if you don't do something. And, you know, my stance on this has changed. And over the last couple of weeks, I've really gotten to the point where, look, if you don't want to wear a mask, that's your business. But I'm going to wear a mask. And so today on the show, we've kind of defined the co-idiot as the person that doesn't let you do what you want to do. I mean, you might have your own opinion on how to handle this, but don't get in somebody's space. You know, don't ridicule somebody for wearing a mask. Don't ridicule people for not wearing a mask. If you're wearing a mask and you're afraid of somebody who's not wearing a mask, stay away from them. And that person should respect you and not even come near you. So, you know, we can continue to talk about what it means to be a COVIDiot, because I think there has been some misunderstanding of this up to this point. Also, in just a few minutes, I want to talk about how the reaction in America to the COVID pandemic is really very American. Also, our GOP activist Nancy Schultz was asked about doctors loyal to the president.
There is a coalition of doctors' coalitions who are extremely pro-Trump that have been preparing and coming together for the war ahead in the campaign on health care. And these doctors could be activated for this conversation now.
And that really supports something that I brought up yesterday or the day before, and somebody called in and totally challenged it. And that is the idea that there are doctors who will abide by the patient's wishes. And this can be very true when it comes to powerful people, when it comes to celebrities. Michael Jackson's doctor prescribed medication. It killed Michael Jackson. Elvis, his doctor prescribed meds. That certainly contributed to his death. So there are doctors that don't always do the right thing. If you want to join us this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. And if you want to help us continue to define what it means to be a COVIDiot, please think about it and call our show. From Algiers, Chapatoulas, you're on WWL. Oh, I'm sorry, Chifuncta, you're on WWL. I knew it started with a T. It was one of those words. Chifuncta, welcome to the show. Hello? All right. All right, let's go to Larry, who's in Houston. Larry, welcome to WWL.
Hey, how you going? So, for taking my call. I don't know why all these people getting all upset about the hydrochloroquine stuff. I mean, if the man want to take it. I mean, I don't believe he's taking it. You can't never believe nothing he say, first of all. But
well, some people do, some people don't, yeah.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, we know how that goes. The thing I wanted to say about the absentee vote, if you lost the general election by more than 3 million, and that's without 4 million that voted previous for Obama, wouldn't want it either? I mean, I look at Texas, they just finally started that, and I can't see why people wouldn't want that. I look at, for you to register to vote over here, example, I had to go redo my license, my birthday was last Tuesday, so I had to go redo my license. And every time I go do my license, you know, I register. Now, here it is. I just turned 50. I've been doing this forever. I mean, I had my license since I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Once I registered at the DPS office, they send you, first of all, I had to bring my birth certificate. Now, listen to what I just said. I had my license since I was 16 years old, just turned 50. So that's 34 years I've been going to do this. I mean, well, not 34, but, you know, every 4 years.
Right.
I had to bring my birth certificate, which is no problem because they had it on file. But then once I registered, that wasn't even enough. They had to send a letter to my house, and I had to send the letter back for my registration to be, you know, I guess, finalized. Now, tell me, does that make sense? I mean, you know, I can understand voter fraud and stuff like that, but that's just, I mean, that's ridiculous. And I guess over here, the only thing I could see is like the last election they had between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. Well, they said it was the closest Democrat had ever came since 1978. We just say this. Pretty much turning blue. I mean, in Houston, it's just pretty much all Democratic. But does that really make sense that you have to go off through all that just to get registered to vote? I mean, it's ridiculous and I put it on the Republican side because most Republican government, and I've been noticing that every state they got a Republican government, they always changing the voting district. Every one of them. All the time.
Well, Larry, I'm for doing whatever it takes to make sure the right person is voting and that that person only votes once. Voter fraud, there's going to be some degree of voter fraud everywhere. But the voter fraud that people are so paranoid about has been determined to be not enough to sway an election. When it comes to mail-in ballots, I've lived in states where they have mail-in ballots, And it seems to work. There's no controversy. I don't know all the details. I forget all the details of exactly how it works, but there's a way to verify that this vote is coming from this household. And yes. I don't think that there's any reason why most people, and of course, in some cases it's different, but there are people who are lazy and don't take the time to vote. I don't accept that as an excuse. And I don't think that's the reason we should have mail-in balloting. But my interest was in why it is such a right-wing thing to be opposed to mail-in ballots, and Democrats are okay with it. And to me, that just explains the game of politics that's being played. It's not about getting the most people to vote for you. It's a game.
Yeah, and I mean, I agree with you, but now I look at it like this also, and I look at being in Houston, like I said, I look at all most of my friends. Really, they should make Election Day a holiday, so everybody has the chance to go vote. You know what I'm saying? To me,
yeah, but I would really think that. I mean, you know, I get that idea, but there's enough pre-voting, early voting. There are enough opportunities during the day. I mean, look, you know what? If somebody wants to, if somebody's out of liquor, they're going to find time during the day to go to the liquor store, or to go get their liquor, so they have it so they have it in the end of the evening. So if you really wanted to vote, you could find time to go vote.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as to me, that's how I look at it. But I mean, to me, like I said, there's so much to me, a lot of voter suppression that's going on. That's from what I'm looking at. You know, and I'm me, everybody should go vote. I mean, especially as African American, because they got people that died for us to vote.
That's right. And there are African Americans, and there are people who feel like, there are a lot of Americans who feel like that their vote doesn't count, or that they're not represented, or that they're ignored. Well, one way to be noticed is to vote. Another way to be noticed now is to fill out the 2020 census. You know, people who think that they're somehow disenfranchised are some of the people who don't participate in these things that would allow them to be part of the franchise. Larry, I appreciate the call. Glad you're with us. If you want to join us this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. So why is America's response to the coronavirus pandemic, why is this the most American thing ever? We'll talk about that when we come back. And I constantly remind you of the power we have. We have the power. Don't let them make you think that they're the only ones with the power. But part of that power is determined through voting. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. It is a cloudy Wednesday afternoon. We are halfway through the week. I'm Scoot. That is good news. Heading for a Memorial Day weekend. It's going to be a little different of a Memorial Day weekend for many of you. A lot of people are going to be heading to the beaches. We'll be talking more about that tomorrow and Friday. From Metairie, Ken, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon. Me and my wife, you know, I've been married almost 29 years. We go in public. She wears a mask. I don't. So I'm not sure which one of us is making a political statement here. But my thing is, I respect the people that wear it. I don't have a problem with it. I'd like people to call in and say, all you hear from the people wearing the mask are the people not wearing masks are putting people at risk and danger. Okay? How many people that are wearing masks today have ever driven after they've been drinking and put people at risk or danger? I guarantee you, a lot of them. But at the time, they didn't care. They get it. Now they're worried about putting people at risk. So I'm just going to hang up and turn the radio off and listen to it.
Okay. Well, Ken, it's kind of like those people who carry a gun everywhere because in their mind, they're protecting citizens. They're carrying a gun in case something happens, in case there's a mass shooting or in case something. And there's new legislation about bringing guns into churches in Louisiana. So there are people who carry guns to protect other people, but many of those people don't wear masks either. So they don't care about protecting other people, in theory, with a mask. So, you know, I get it. I mean, there's both sides to that. Whatever we're doing is working. And some people are wearing masks and some people are not. So collectively, it's working. If you want to help us define COVIDiot, what does it mean to be a COVIDiot? How about somebody that just gets too close to you? I mean, somebody that is obnoxiously getting too close. And you know what? That goes for joggers and cyclists. You know, respect people's spaces. I want to share with you an article that I read earlier today. First of all, would you believe a poll that says 80% of Republicans think President Trump is doing a good job with coronavirus? Would you believe that poll? 80% of Republicans say he's doing a good job. All right, keep that in mind. The article is written by Scotty Andrew. And the article is entitled, America's Response to the Coronavirus is the Most American Thing Ever. And I'm going to kind of just summarize this for you. Public health officials are saying one thing. Governors, mayors, local officials saying something else. And President Trump is saying something completely different. So we, the American people, have to make up our minds based on the information we have. We're all getting the information. We all interpret it differently. But if you're for personal freedom and a limited government, then you respect the foundation upon which America was built. And so ultimately, we do have decisions to make on our own. The common enemy should be the coronavirus. But the common enemy has turned out to be the other political party. The common enemy is the Trump lovers, the Trump haters. Back in April, a poll was taken. 55% of Americans say the federal government is doing a good job. 80% of Republicans say the president is doing a good job. 85% of Democrats say the president is not doing a good job. Now, President Trump has not really seen his approval rating go up significantly, which is quite often what happens when there's a crisis like this. President George W. Bush's approval rating was in the low 50s before 9/11. After 9/11, it jumped to 90%. When you think about the collective effort by Americans during World War II, why is it the opposite today? You know, we came together as a country. I mean, I wasn't here. Many of you weren't here. We came together as a country and we sacrificed. We made collective sacrifices for our country. Today, we argue over those collective sacrifices in a way that we've never argued before. Talked to a political science professor earlier in the show, and he agreed that it is different today. And it's almost as if Americans have a difficult time making sacrifices to save strangers. If it's somebody you know, you might make the sacrifice. But the concept of sacrificing to save strangers is not something that everybody subscribes to. I read this article on CNN.com, and that's why I asked you, did you agree with the poll that says that 80% of Republicans think President Trump's doing a good job? Because that was part of a CNN poll. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, you would love it if everything shut back down. That is the most ridiculous text of the day. Again, I get a lot of texts very supportive of this show, in total agreement with my opinions on things. Some texts disagree. It's more fun to read the ones that disagree. But I would suggest to you that if you honestly believe that I think everything should shut down again, then you're not listening to the show. If you want to be critical of the show and of me, then do me the favor, do me the courtesy. Be an American and actually listen to what's being said. Because I have been very excited since things started to open up this past weekend. And so stop with this ludicrous labeling of, you know, I want things shut down. What happens here is, if I say something that is uncomfortable to somebody, they just want to lash out. And I don't want things shut down. For Metairie, Lon, you're on WWL. Oh,
hello.
Juan? Hey, Juan, how are you?
Yes. All right, man. Thank you for taking me in, okay?
Sure.
I just want to tell you one thing. The people who do not wear masks should not ask later if they if they got sick. Okay? Everyone should respect everyone. People who wear masks or don't. It's a constitution, but at the same time, it's just like they take it, you know, it's might, how will you say it, my right to wear right. or not to wear a mask, okay? But those who do not wish to wear a mask, they are exposing the other ones.
Well, that's right. You're not gonna protect yourself, according to the doctors, from getting it, but you're gonna prevent yourself from spreading it. And we know that that person who was working very close to the president, and the person who was working very close to Vice President Pence, they both didn't know they had it, and they turned out to be COVID positive, threatening the health of the president and the vice president. So that's why I think it's important for us to wear masks.
Exactly, because I got to tell you this, Scoot, okay? I live here in Metairie, okay? And I still go every 15 days to do my grocery, okay? Every 15 days. Even though also to my prescription, going to my pharmacy. And I do still wear my mask and gloves, okay? And gloves. Many people don't wear gloves, but I still wear my whole thing, okay? Why? Because I'm trying to protect myself and protect others. So, people, get together and get it in your head, okay? The only way that we can stop this thing is that to protect yourself. That's it.
Yep. All right, Juan, I appreciate the call. We need to protect ourselves. We need to protect. It's really about protecting each other. And I think one of the things that I got from that article that I read before the show today was that asking somebody to make sacrifices for people you don't know is difficult. But it seems like that's very selfish. What, you have to know somebody to, I mean, again, what happened to us being Americans? What happened to us coming together as one? And we can have disagreements, but we're not together as one. You know, too many people are too busy just pointing fingers at the other side. And the common enemy is the other political party. The common enemy is no longer the coronavirus, which to me, hey, you know what? I think it's sad. If you've got a comment, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. You know, I would think a COVIDiate is somebody who just refuses to back away. I mean, respect the fact that I'm wearing a mask and I'm practicing social distancing, and don't get in my space. I haven't had anybody do that. And so what I see is that people are being respectful, but I've heard a lot of cases where people are not. We'll be right back on WWL. Sometimes I think we forget that we're Americans first. I just got a picture texted to me. Those of you who listened to me on B97 in the mid-80s may remember the news person that worked with me, Denise Ferrette. Denise was my Robin to Howard Stern. I mean, Denise was awesome. I loved working with her. I loved working every minute with her. She just sent me a picture that she just found of both of us somewhere wearing identical tuxes. And I'm going to have to find a way to post this. Denise, I'm glad you're back in town, and I'm so glad you sent that to me. From Laplace, let's go to Ken. Ken, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Look, I have a tea. I believe in, if you want to wear a mask, wear your mask. If you don't want to wear a mask and you believe that you don't need to wear a mask, then don't wear one. As long as you're willing to As long as you're willing to accept the consequences of your actions, then so be it. Now, if Trump is telling folks he's taking a drug and they believe in Trump, let them take the drug. Matter of fact, I would encourage them to take the drug. But if you don't believe in Trump, then don't take the drug.
Do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a good idea to take the drug?
Of course not. But if that's what you believe,
but it sounds like you want to bring harm to people who support Trump.
No. I'm just saying that they have the right to make that decision. Now, if they don't have enough common sense to think and evaluate things based on just education and educating themselves, then so be it. I mean, it's not even complicated. So that's
I understand that. I tell you what a lot of people are looking into, though, now, Ken. A lot of people are looking into the legality of the possibility of giving somebody the coronavirus because you're not wearing a mask or because you don't practice social distancing.
You're right. Exactly. Now, when that comes to that, for myself, I would not visit any establishment that did not enforce mask wearing. I would just, if I walk to the door and people are in there without a mask, then I would just turn around and go someplace else.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't really complicated. It really isn't.
If
you believe in Trump, then do what he do. Yeah. Do what he say do.
Ken, I appreciate the call. I think one of the big problems that we have in this country is, as a nation, we've become too intent on not just having a different opinion, but almost forcing people to accept our opinions, forgetting that we're Americans. It's not so much that you disagree with the way somebody's leading their life. It's that you're telling them how they should lead their life. And to me, that ain't American. Here is a text that says, two sides on the drug, taking short-term, does it harm? Well, again, I'm listening to the doctors, and enough doctors have said it's not good to take it, but President Trump says he is taking it. So again, as Ken just said, you've got a choice on how you deal with the information that you receive. From LaPlace, Kathy, you're on WWL. Hey, Kathy.
Well, if Trump was a strong president, we wouldn't be arguing over who wears a mask, who doesn't wear a mask. We're trying to save lives. It's a pandemic. He should tell everybody it's mandatory that you wear a mask. Because, see, those people that get sick because they're not wearing masks, they're going to want to go to the hospital, and they're going to want to get on a ventilator. But you know what we should do? We should give them brown bags and send them back home. Because you chose not to wear a mask. That's your fault. Our children will never go back to school, and things will never get back to truly normal until everybody puts on a damn mask. If everybody would have been wearing a mask in the beginning, we wouldn't have had all these people dying. My daughter is a nurse, and she's just like, all people got to do, if Trump would just say it's mandatory, wear a mask, we wouldn't have all these people dying. We wouldn't have all these people dying. You want to walk around without a mask on, but you're putting other people's lives in danger. And then the minute you get sick, you're going to go to the emergency room, and you're going to demand to have a ventilator. If you don't wear a mask, then you shouldn't get a damn ventilator.
Kathy, I appreciate the call. I mean, that's kind of a harsh way of looking at it, but you know, it's kind of like the people who don't want to accept anything from the government until they get sick and they don't have health insurance, and then they want the government to take care of them. So there's a hypocrisy
that's right.
Here.
If you don't wear a mask, you shouldn't get a ventilator. Right. Get a brown bag and go home.
All right, Kathy.
To people who are wearing masks.
I'm glad you called. I guess there would be an argument for that. Although when it comes to being humane and when it comes to the way the medical profession looks at people, I mean, look, somebody can be shot by a police officer after just committing murder, and the medical profession is going to still try and save that person's life. So I don't know if it's going to work where we just say, if you're not, I get the point you're making, but I don't think it's going to really work. Here's a text that says, my parents are going to the doctor to try to get hydroxychloroquine. Shaking my head. Here is another text that says, every medication has potential bad and really bad side effects. Most of them that you hear on a commercial are worse than what you're trying to treat. I agree. I said that yesterday. I mean, I agree. You hear about some of these side effects. It's like, wait a minute. I think I'm going to stick with what I've got. From Gretna, Larry, you're on WWL. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Scoot. Yeah, I've met you a few times. Everybody calls me old lizard knees.
Old lizard knees? What's the story behind that?
Yeah. I was climbing a tree when I was little, and I fell out, and I blamed it that I was climbing, and I'd put my knees on some lizards.
Oh, okay. And it stuck with you that long, right?
Yeah. And plus, I got tattoos of lizards on my knees because it makes everybody laugh.
Oh, man. And people think I'm crazy. All right, Larry, go ahead. You had a comment?
Yeah. You know, you got all these gun guys, these right wing kind of gun nuts, and they say, it's my right to carry a gun. I'm going to protect people if there's a school shooting or somebody shoots up a bar or restaurant, right? They're always going to protect people. But then you say, hey, all you got to do to protect people is put on a mask, and they're like, oh no, you can't do that. That's my freedom.
Well, that's, you know, that's the irony of it. Larry, I'm sorry. Lizard knees, I appreciate you taking time to call the show. From Old Metairie, Bubbles, you're on WWL. Hey, Bubbles.
I'm actually an old Jefferson, Scoot. But that's
old Jefferson, cool. Okay. Hey. All right.
Hey, a couple of things. First of all, sometimes I think you're too nice because some of these people they call in get so they attack you about things that in the grand scheme of things really don't make that much difference. I mean,
well, that's part of the job. That's part of the job.
I know, but you do a great job. I wouldn't be able to handle it that well.
Oh, thanks.
The whole mask issue. When I continuously try to wear a mask, but I get panic attacks when I wear them. I feel mm-hmm. like I'm smothered. I keep trying. I'll go.
Well, there are exceptions.
I'll wear a mask.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get to a break here in just a moment, Bubbles.
But there
are going to be exceptions. Instead of feeling claustrophobic, remember that stuff is flowing through that mask. So I don't know whether that helps you psychologically or not. But look, there are exceptions. Some people can't wear the mask in some cases because of claustrophobia.
I keep trying, and I think that should count for something. But
it should. It should.
People who wear the masks and gloves. And if I do pass by somebody and don't have a mask on, I turn my head away from them,
mm-hmm.
whether I'm 6 feet away from them or not. You know, I try to be respectful of other people's spaces. The other thing is, and I've said this before, people who are wearing masks and gloves don't hesitate to get up in your space. I don't care if you have if you have full PPE. I don't want you in my space.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I totally. Bubbles, I have to get to a break. I totally agree with that, and there are not enough people that respect that. So, you know, just try to wear a mask, do the best you can to maintain social distancing, and stay safe, Bubbles. Glad you called the show. Yeah, it's really just amazing how this topic continues to be like the political topic of the day. Not this day, but I mean of this period of time. And it's because it's so linked to a person's politics or perception of freedom. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. We're not surrendering. We're doing the best we can. Here's a text that says, you are a mask lover. Yes, I am. As you know, I'm alone during this pandemic. The mask is all I have. It's right there on my face. I can use my tongue to lick the mask. The mask has become my lover. You're damn right I'm a mask lover. Ridiculous. Sports Talk with Bobby Hebert, Christine Garrick is coming up next. Don't forget to join me on Scoot on the Air, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube channel. Tonight on the YouTube channel, I'm going to have another episode of The Truth Behind the Microphone. So join me for that. And, you know, all of this is an extension of my radio show here on WWL, AMFM, and radio.com. Here is a text that says, the humor of playing Ice Without a Face was not lost on me, Scoot. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I know some people don't really, you know, get some of the interesting things about the show, but I love those who really get the intricacies of it. And sometimes I just let it hang there, and I know not everybody's going to get it, but I'm glad that you do. Okay, I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our senior studio producer, Ian Hoke, who once again did a phenomenal job. And as always, I thank you for being part of the show. Also, I'll be on Instagram, Scoot on the Air, live, 9 o'clock tonight. Stay safe. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.